Analysis: Israel stalls direct Lebanon talks, hoping the window of opportunity stays open. A French initiative offering Lebanese recognition of Israel in exchange for a ceasefire and limited IDF withdrawal is under review in Jerusalem, with Washington's support seen as key to advancing direct negotiations. By Liza Rozovsky. The round of direct talks that had been scheduled to take place in the coming days between Israeli and Lebanese representatives has been postponed for now after Israel pulled back from the plan, a source familiar with the details told Haaretz. According to another source, Israel is reviewing a French proposal in which Lebanon would formally recognize Israel in exchange for a halt to Israeli strikes and an IDF withdrawal to the five positions it has maintained in southern Lebanon since the November 2024 ceasefire. Lebanon's health ministry reported that 24 people were killed in Israeli strikes on Sunday. According to the source, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not yet made a decision on the French proposal. Even so, Israel is not ruling out the possibility that direct talks with Lebanon could begin very soon. In fact, the current aim is to extract as much as possible from the momentum in Lebanon, the state's apparent willingness to pay a heavy diplomatic price, in the form of recognizing Israel, in return for an end to Israeli strikes and for avoiding a broader Israeli occupation. In Israel, officials expect American patience for the war in Lebanon to run out once the main war in Iran is over. Lebanese flexibility, they believe, is also likely to fade by then, which means the window of opportunity for negotiations is limited in any case. Officials in Paris have made clear that the French proposal, first reported in detail by journalist Barak Ravid, is not a formal plan that has been placed on the table. France is instead leaving it to the sides to negotiate and reach understandings on their own. Paris is offering to host direct talks, but is not pretending it will intervene in them. Still, a Western diplomat familiar with the matter confirmed to Haaretz that France sees an opportunity to reach more than just a ceasefire. According to the same source, the French have indeed presented the Americans with a series of ideas for a possible diplomatic solution between Israel and Lebanon that would end not only the current round of violence, but could also lead to a broader political settlement. They are trying to persuade Washington to support that effort. Under this approach, Israel should use the current window, when Lebanon has a government willing to take far-reaching steps and the Lebanese public is weary of and angry with Hezbollah. According to the source, the Americans are showing interest, the Lebanese support the ideas, and in Israel they are showing signs of interest. In practice, however, Israel appears to be waiting for American backing for the French proposal. Once the U.S. throws its weight behind the framework, a direct meeting between Netanyahu's envoy Ron Dermer and Lebanese representatives could materialize. At the same time, it is possible the French ideas were born out of necessity. A source familiar with the issue told Haaretz there are signs that the French initially sought to advance a ceasefire. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke with Netanyahu in the early days of the war and then repeatedly said in public that he wanted Israel to avoid a broad ground operation in Lebanon and to stop its massive strikes. After the Élysée understood that Israel was refusing to halt the fighting, the idea arose in the corridors of the presidential palace of offering the Israelis something more attractive, the source estimated. Yet as journalist Jackie Hubie reported on Israel's army radio, while avoiding a direct meeting with the Lebanese, Dermer in the meantime visited Saudi Arabia to discuss the day after a ceasefire in Lebanon. The Prime Minister's office and the Saudi embassy in Washington declined to comment on the report. A visit of that kind, especially at this moment, raises questions. Saudi Arabia took care to deny the report that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had actively supported behind the scenes a U.S. attack on Iran while opposing it in public. Diplomats and experts agree that Saudi support for the war does not seem logical. Why, then, would Saudi Arabia host a Netanyahu confidant, seen as one of the war's instigators, at precisely this time? On the other hand, the U.S. sees Saudi Arabia as a potential source of funding for Lebanon's reconstruction and for weakening Hezbollah. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barrack, who for a time also served as envoy to Syria and Lebanon, said about half a year ago that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were prepared to fund the free trade zone that, under his plan, was supposed to be established along the Lebanon-Israel border and to offer a future of peace, prosperity and trade for all. In December, under mild American pressure, France and Saudi Arabia pledged to host a donor conference for the Lebanese army. The conference was supposed to take place in February, but that never happened, and another war broke out instead. It is possible that Israel and the United States are now hoping Saudi Arabia will still be willing to open its wallet for the sake of regional stability. It appears that in Israel there is an understanding that insofar as the Hezbollah problem is solvable, the solution will come through a combination of diplomacy, money and politics, rather than through recycled slogans about total victory. What likely contributes to that realization is that the White House does not support a long war in Lebanon.